We seem to have a winner in Chile's presidential election, the left-wing Gabriel Boric. His opponent, José Antonio Kast, has conceded defeat. Voters had a choice between two candidates at opposite ends of the political spectrum, Boric on the left, Kast on the far right. And this presidential election was the most divisive there in decades. It comes after several years of profound political turbulence in Chile. We're joined by NPR South American correspondent Philip Reeves, who is tracking today's event. Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Tell us about the winner, Gabriel Boric.
Well, he made his name as a student leader protesting against in favor of education reforms 10 years ago, and after that was elected to Congress. At 35, he'll be Chile's youngest ever leader in modern times. In this election, he led a leftist coalition that included the Communist Party, and his rival from the far right, who's now conceded defeat, José Antonio Kast, used that to portray him as a leftist extremist, a tactic that clearly did not work. He's going to be very much a face of a new kind of Chile, the face of the Chilean youth in part, and in particular the face of the mass protests that erupted in Chile in 2019, demanding social inequality. He very much championed the causes involved in those protests. For example, welfare reforms, much better pensions, healthcare, indigenous rights, and much tougher environmental laws, to name but a few.
And tell us more about that. What does Boric's victory mean for Chile as a country?
Well, you know, in the last couple of years, Chile has been going through these fundamental political changes. Those mass protests sort of kicked the whole process off. That led to a referendum in which Chileans overwhelmingly decided to replace their constitution, which dated back to the era of the military dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. And then they elected an assembly of mostly independent candidates to write that constitution. Half of that assembly are women. And all that signaled a turn away from traditional mainstream parties, traditional mainstream politics. But then José Antonio Kast, an outsider from the far right, arrived on the scene and won the first round. So the country seemed to be taking, possibly, a sharp turn in a different direction. But now it's back on that progressive course. I think that is how it will be celebrated by the supporters of Gabriel Boric.
And Phil, in about 30 seconds or so, what's the reaction to the result so far, and what does it tell us about Chile's future?
Well, they're already celebrating, Boric's supporters, on the streets of Santiago, and we can expect that party to go on all night. It's amazing how fast the Chileans count in these elections. They started celebrating less than 2 hours after the polls closed. What it tells us about the country's future is that we are now going to see a very interesting process in which the two very polarized parts of its political landscape are going to have to find some accommodation with each other and move forward towards some sort of consensus.
That's NPR South America correspondent Philip Reeves. Phil, thank you.
You're welcome.